You know, ever since the electricity market in Texas was deregulated, we've seen lots of new entrants. You go on Power to Choose, and there are places you've just never heard of in your entire life. But they're all pretty much the same, and they're playing the, you know, electricity market. They're trying to hedge in a good price. The unique one, though, is Gritty. And we first brought you them here just a few years ago when they came to town. But they're direct-to-consumer. The wrinkle is, it's wholesale electricity. So whatever electricity costs is what you're going to pay. And usually that's really, really low. Sometimes in the summer, it's really, really high. But they've got a new CEO and some fresh capital that's come in. And the new CEO is Michael Falquist, and he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. It's great to be here.
So it was always neat to look at the app and see that I was paying, you know, 1.2 cents or something like that for electricity until July when you wake up and it was like $10 or something.
Right. What?
But you've done some. That's one of the changes, right? You've got a cap?
Yeah, so one of the things we're going to be introducing to members coming up here early in 2020 is we're going to be introducing a price lock feature, which is going to give, you know, consumers the ability to lock their price. So they can eliminate having to deal with volatility.
So it would be locked in all the time, not just a cap, you know, for the peak months or something.
Yeah, correct. The way the details are going to be coming out here in the coming months, but the way it's going to work in practice is it's going to allow them to lock their rate for a period of time.
That sounds great to me. So talk to me about the company. Like I say, Gritty was really a unique concept, and it's mostly a virtual company, right? I mean, everything's done by app, and you never see anybody.
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, Gritty, what attracted me to Gritty is, you know, Gritty is really what I think of as the future of retail electricity. You have technology on using the smartphones that provides consumers with, you know, real-time information around what their current price is, what the forecasted prices are. And, you know, we all know that wholesale always beats retail.
Sure.
And, you know, in this world where, you know, you have a lot of different electric companies offering you fixed prices, you know, with no transparency on margins or what they're making, you know, the Gritty way is very different, right? Wholesale price, transparency for you, and, you know, a set monthly membership fee.
And electricity is electricity. I mean, some of it's generated from coal-fired plants, some of it's nukes, some of it's solar, some of it's wind. Yes. You don't care. You're a buyer, right?
Definitely. You know, what's really interesting about Gritty and, you know, members, you know, there's a correlation that exists with, you know, prices being low and renewables on the grid, right? So at peak power price times, renewables are a low percentage of the grid, and it's a lot more made up of, you know, high polluting coal-fired power plants. What's really interesting about Gritty is when that consumer is making a decision to use power when prices are low, they're also typically using power when it's the most renewable.
I hadn't really thought about that. And the renewables are becoming a lot more common. In fact, I saw a story the other day. I'm going to try to get the CEO of this company on this doing it. But I think they're building the largest solar facility in the United States of America up in Northeast Texas. Are we? What's the market like out there? Is there a supply and a demand? And can there be too much electricity?
Yeah, I mean, Texas has had seen, you know, rapid growth in renewables over the last couple years, solar and wind generation. You know, the forecast is, you know, really robust for the coming years. You know, you're going to continue to see, you know, more and more renewables development in Texas.
How unique is our situation here with the deregulated market and the grid and I think we have more wind probably than anybody else. Is this model working anyplace else besides Texas for you?
Yeah, so we are part of what me and my new leadership team have been brought in to do is expand into new markets. You know, Texas, and we're going to be doing a real strong push here early in 21 2021 in the Texas market, because we see a lot of growth opportunity given, you know, the savings track record that exists and, you know, what we think is, you know, far and away the best consumer product in the market. But one of the mandates we have when we were brought in is to expand into new markets. And so the fundamental requirement for us to be able to expand into new markets is that the market has to have a wide deployment of smart meters. And so, you know, that enables us to be able to provide the real-time prices to our consumers.
I had never thought about that. And again, virtually everything here was retrofitted. That's not true around the country, or?
No. So around the country, you know, you have certain states which have, you know, really bought into smart meter deployment. You have others that, you know, have less than 2% of consumers that are that have been retrofitted with smart meters. So, you know, states that we will be targeting in 2021 would be Illinois, Pennsylvania, Maryland, to name a few, that have, you know, virtually, you know, similar to Texas, they have kind of a wide deployment of smart meters across the markets.
So a lot of the companies I see on Power to Choose are, in essence, trading companies. They're going out and buying electricity in the futures market and then turning around and selling it to me. And ideally, they buy it for less than they're selling it to me. But you don't do you don't do any of that. You're just a pass-through, I guess.
Yeah, so that exactly right. So the average company that's out there selling you a fixed-price product, what they do is they go buy sort of the forward strip of wholesale power, and because they've locked your price, they have to add in risk premiums to basically account for what your actual consumption is versus what their forecasted consumption is. They've got to build in credit premiums into it based on, you know, any potential bad debt risk they have, because they've typically would have gone and purchased that power for the term of the contract. And so that's why the other companies have, you know, and plus they need a profit margin on top of that. And when you start selling, you know, 2-3 year contracts, you know, that's where those companies, you know, really begin to build up the fees, right? And so Gritty, very different, right? You pay $9.99 a month, and we just pass through the power at the wholesale price.
Except under the new model, in which case you're going to give an option to lock it in, or at least or put a cap on it.
So think of that as really a product enhancement, right? It's not a different product. It's a feature that we're going to roll out to consumers, you know, for their convenience. We think it's going to make the product, you know, even more marketable. Because if you look at the Gritty product, you know, the savings track record speaks for itself. You know, the technology in the app, nobody else has it in the market. And so what is the one thing that consumers would be most worried about is what's going to happen to my rate in the summer months.
Right.
And this will allow consumers to, you know, enjoy Gritty for, you know, 9 months a year if they want the wholesale price and lock it in for the summer period, or, you know, lock it in for a week and enjoy it the rest of the time. But it's a price lock feature that consumers will have.
It's intriguing. Electricity is just always, it's hard. I mean, you can't see it. I mean, I know there's supply and demand, and I know that, you know, I can sign up with a green company, and I've been told that all my electricity has been generated by, you know, by windmills. But the fact is, who knows?
Exactly. I mean, it's the, you know, you're putting a lot of faith in that company to go out and purchase those renewable energy certificates to back your load, because that's not it's not a highly regulated area, right? So when you have voluntary claims like that, there's no, not necessarily a formal process for retail electric providers to do that.
Look, we wish you all the luck. This is a fascinating venture, and like I say, totally unique. And nobody else is doing that. Is anybody else?
There's a couple smart startup, smaller companies in the space that, you know, have seen the Gritty model and are replicating it. A couple things that, you know, are really different between us and them, though, is, you know, we have the consumer-facing app, which is really where the value is driven for the consumer, right? Because as the consumer, if I can see real-time prices, forecasted prices, I can actually change my behavior. in real time. Yeah. And, you know, say, yeah, so what I love about the Gritty value proposition is, you know, the savings wholesale retail, that 20% we've saved over the past 3-4 years, that's a great headline number. But if you really think about what you can do, like, you can save so much more just by changing your behavior. Say, you know what, I'm going to take advantage of those smart devices in my home, smart appliances. I'm going to set them to run at 1 a.m. when, you know, the prices are going to be low, instead of just running them, you know, at 8 o'clock when I'm done with it. So tons of opportunity. I'm super excited about the opportunity.
Well, it really is intriguing. Something different. We wish you all the luck. Michael Falquist is the new CEO of Gritty Energy. It's good to have you with us. We'll check back with you and see how the growth is going.
Fantastic, David. Thank you, and have a great day.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation with Mr. Falquist, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.